This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Both Ken and Maya, welcome to Joy.
Thank you for Carol and Nick for having us today.
Yes, and Carol, give you some volume there.
I will.
Maya, can we start with you? We'll talk about what bisexuality is, but in some ways, talking about sexuality, it comes down to being what any individual person declares himself or is interested in. So there's kind of no one definition, really. But is bisexuality more common or acceptable, easier for a woman, do you think? Is, from your perception of being organised and things, and I'll ask Ken this one as well in a sec.
I think yes. I think most things are more acceptable when you're a woman.
Really?
You just get away with it.
Yes? How's that?
I think because, possibly because of the fact that women have been pushing for equality or general acceptance in a lot of ways, sexuality is generally seen as more acceptable from a woman on any extreme, as far as I can tell. But I know I've gotten away with a lot more being a woman with things that I've seen males not get away with.
So what you're saying is that perhaps your life is a bit easier than maybe Ken's?
Yep.
In that
Absolutely.
Respect.
Mm. Do you think it's because women's sexuality is still kind of hidden in some ways, or is it, or it's, we don't want to know, we, it's swept under the carpet or just not acknowledged?
The Queen Victoria syndrome.
Yeah,
I've no idea. Mm. I really don't know. I think men generally see women as a bit of a mystery, and it all gets labelled as secret women's business.
Because certainly in terms of heterosexual male sort of fantasies, there's that element of lesbian stuff, and the idea of the girlfriend having, you know, a pash with another woman sort of seems to figure. Not that I spend much time, Carol, watching this sort of thing, but I understand it to be true. But Ken, would you say that is it hard being a bisexual man?
Well, I've actually found that you don't fit into the gay community and you don't fit into the straight community. So it's difficult on both sides of the fence.
Yeah, and I guess that's one of the things that we're interested in discussing with you both, in terms of, do you fit in, and if so, where, or do you need to fit in? I mean, we do tend to label ourselves an awful lot these days, and I guess there is a natural human desire to fit in and socialise and feel part
of... Find a niche and thing, yes, but they actually can be very pigeonholed. Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I've found that with the gay community, when you're with them, you have to be 100% gay type thing. There's no black and white. That they don't accept you as bisexual. You, as far as they're concerned, you're gay, and you'll go to places like the market and things like that with them if you want to go out. If you look at the other hand, in the straight community with a football club, when you go out with them, they like to go to bar 20 or something like that, and I seem to be able to turn it on or off and go with the flow on either side of it. I can enjoy myself in either setting and feel comfortable in either setting. But either way, you either got to fit in and conform to one way or the other. There's no middle ground.
What do you think is the issue? Why can't you? Why can't either side accept?
I'm not really sure on that. I actually, earlier on this week, I actually had a gentleman pass comment on the work site that, you know, he said that doesn't matter if you have sex with males, so long as you're on top, you're still straight. And that's coming from a straight man's
That's the prison
point.
Mentality, isn't it? Isn't that what they say in prisons?
Yeah. But I'd like to actually see an alcoholic drink or a pill that makes a straight guy, a gay guy straight, because there are a lot of pills and alcoholic drinks that make straight guys gay.
Bends them the other way. I'm with you on that one,
I'm interested perhaps on an individual basis to just get some idea of, if you don't mind talking about this, when did you first recognise yourself as being bisexual?
Right. I remember having a crush on my best friend, who was a girl, while I also had a crush on a boy. This is in late primary school. And not thinking very much about it, you know, you were always told, oh, you'll go through strange changes when you're young and you will experiment. And I didn't think
phases,
anymore.
Yes.
That's it, yeah. And I didn't think anymore about it. And then I got to later on, and most of my first formative, I suppose, sexual experiences were females. And then I just realised that I wasn't not attracted to either particular gender. And, you know, there was a time when I was a bit worried about it. And I went, oh, yeah, maybe I'm gay. And then I went, well, what if I am? And, well, nothing of it. Hmm. And that was all I ever thought about it. And it took me until years later to actually come with a, you know, to actually label it as bisexual. And I don't think it particularly bothered me. Hmm. I never felt in or out of any particular group any more than I already had. You know, it's just a, you know, if all your friends don't like blue and you do, does that make you, you know, does that
but
make you
do,
not fit
do you
in?
Find you get any hostility or negativity from either straight or women or lesbian friends or something about not kind of defining yourself clearly? Is that an issue?
But the thing is, she is defining herself clearly as bisexual.
Yes, but I guess, okay, so let's rephrase, yeah. There is a sense that I think as you just let off, that if you sit in one camp or the other, it's gay or straight, sitting in the middle is you know, hedging your bets, is not being, you've got to be one or the other. Do you get that sort of pressure?
I've heard that sort of thing. I thought it was very odd. Mm. I didn't really understand what they were talking about. Mm. People are people.
What about other bisexuals? You obviously network with other bisexual people. What about them?
I've heard a lot of stories about it, you know, about how you can't go into the lesbian crowd because, oh no, you're a pariah. And you can't go and hang out with straight people because as soon as they find out you're bisexual, they think you're a freak or they think you want to molest their children or
steal their girlfriends.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've no idea. I don't really understand.
Thus is the power of love. Yeah.
So, Ken, what about your earlier sort of recollections of your sexuality? I mean, is it something that you've always known about as well? It sounds as though, Maya, you've always kind of
just evolved into it, sort of thing. Yeah.
Been the same. You've always felt very much the same. What about you, Ken?
Well, I went to a tech school in Benalla, and I used to commute 62 k's one way every day to school, and it was. Same sex for till about year 10, and then from that I then joined the army, and that was pretty macho sort of place to be. So I've always identified as bisexual. I was just myself, but those sort of early days, I was always living in a small country town. There were not many females around, the school and also the military, but it was sort of there were. Casual, you know, kitty type stuff, but everyone was waiting for a woman to come along type thing. So from my point of view, I've really had a very male dominant lifestyle, and even in the military back then, if you were found out, you could be tossed out. They've gone to don't ask, don't tell now, along the lines of the American system, but when I was there, anyone that was in the closet, so to speak, was well in. And I spent 6 years in the army and never sort of knew anyone that was gay in there.
And our special guests, Maya and Ken, who are both identify as bisexual.
I do. Now, look, I have a confession to make. Many, many years ago, when I was sharing a house with a woman friend from work who knew I was gay, we fell into a relationship. And I found it, while it was a lovely relationship, to be the most oppressive thing I'd have experienced. Being suddenly cast into a heterosexual role, people just sort of look at you and they just don't see you. You're just part of this couple stuff. You're part of this world that's expected to do this. And I found it incredibly boring.
Well, seeing as we're coming out, I should probably admit on air.
In your beehive days.
Yes. I actually was married to a man for 6 years. From being the age of 19 to 25.
That's so, a foolish mistake. Yeah.
Well, for me, it was, because I was certainly aware of my sexuality. Mm. For me, it certainly was a matter of being quite young, inexperienced, and actually saying, look, I just need to conform to the world. I need to be normal, and I put my fingers up in inverted commas here when I say normal.
To wave your fingers around,
wave my fingers around.
Think, yes.
But, you know, and I guess this is something that a lot of people have done. Now, what Maya and Ken are doing is saying, well, you know, we're not actually...
We're
it wasn't a mistake.
Either of those sides,
we are, in fact, bisexual, and we are attracted to both.
But if you do take that path and sort of form a solid relationship with somebody... Does that mean you lose the capacity to be the rest of the person you are, express the rest of your sexuality? What happens if you're, say, Maya, if you meet a bloke and you kind of settle down a bit?
I've certainly been in hetero relationships where, from the outside, it certainly looked like I was yet another part of a heterosexual couple. And, yeah, you do tend to look in people's eyes like you're part of a particular world. Like, but then again, if I was to be in a relationship with a woman, I would be labelled as, oh, okay, so you're lesbian and so you're part of this world. And generally, when you go into a relationship, you're compromising a whole lot anyway. So I guess one of the things you compromise is the freedom to be seen as somebody who's not in a relationship. Mm. And when you're in a particular, you know, when you're wearing a label, that's what other people label you as.
So part of being bisexual, in a sense, and in a relationship, maybe also constructs where you have open relationships, or if it's kind of all working with your partner, some acceptance that, in fact, you may have sex with somebody else outside that relationship, and it may be somebody of the same sex or opposite sex, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Does it work like that, though?
It can. Yeah, I've certainly have had no problems with that sort of thing in, you know, as long as everybody knows what's going on and they're okay with it. And that's more to do with the agreements within the relationship, then I don't see what the problem is.
Well, that brings us to another point about bisexuality. You've got the trans community that identifies bisexual. You've got the poly community that have multiple relationships. Mm-hmm. So they all are part of the bisexual scene as well.
The big mix.
So, I'm not sure of how they all work, and I can only talk from my point of view, but I know that they're all part of it and they all perceive themselves to be part of the bisexual community. So there is a bigger, broader community as well.
Yeah. I guess I'm sort of wondering that whether being in a long-term relationship with either a man or a woman, it doesn't really matter which, do you feel then, though, that there's something missing because you're perhaps not having that relationship or just plain sex even with someone of the opposite gender as well? That is the opposite
the
gender
other.
to the person you're actually living with. You know, do you this sounds bizarre, but do you feel that you need to have the duality of having a relationship with a male and a female sort of on a constant basis? Yes, you know, perhaps not concurrently, but being able to go in and out of either.
It's sort of life's phases all the way through from my point of view. Sorry, I've just cut you off.
No. I think it's the same sort of thing. I don't know. I know some people say that they really do feel the need to have a boyfriend and girlfriend at the same time, and some people that do serial monogamy but tend to swap. I don't know. Ken, I would just like to point out that I don't know that all the trans and all the poly community consider themselves bisexual.
No, well, they...
I know that
they're
a small
part of it. I know that they're separate entities.
There would be some
separate entities. But that's what I'm saying, that the actual gay community or GBLT community are so wide and broad, but there are so many grey areas, and you don't know without offending somewhere where they all fit in. So they're not actually all lumped together, but they're all sort of mingling, and that's the beauty of diversity.
It is, but you also might wonder why we have such strict labels, even with our wonderfully diverse community, which is still, well, you've got to march down that to that tune, and otherwise, sorry, you can't march on our team.
Well, from my point of view, with the media I've been getting lately, I don't think I can ever go back into the closet. I think that's something that...
Busted out of that one, yeah.
One thing that I could never do
the
anywhere.
The closet doors have broken down.
So I never have that choice again.
Would you like the choice?
Oh, I would like the choice. I've started a new job where I would have preferred to be in the closet. I would have probably stopped a lot of stuff and the conversations at work. But everyone is always interested in what's going on or whatever. But I'm also finding a lot of couples that, you're bisexual, would you like to play with the husband and the wife? And there are lots of different...
Right. So there's an assumption that if you're bisexual, it's not just about who you have relationships with, but that you might be into...
A
different sort of sexual relationship as well.
Since I've hit the media, there's been some very weird and wonderful offers out there. it's almost like... when you go into a service station, thanks, but a refusal may offend. So by appointment only, thanks.
You need a sign on your head saying thanks, but a refusal may.
Now, Maya, there's been very little research done in mental health status amongst gay, lesbian, bisexual people. But
right.
some research has come up strongly, says that when depression's an issue, bisexual women are more affected by depression than anybody else in our rainbow community.
Really? I've not seen that research. Oh, I think... No, I did, actually. I did see something about that a while ago. I don't know, and I don't know which way the causality works. So whether the fact that you're bisexual means that your life works a certain way, which means that you end up with a fair bit of the sort of things that cause depression, or whether depression causes you... You know, depression is associated with something or correlated with something that... might suggest that you go experimenting more and find that you are interested.
Because on the one hand, there's, you know, this is the perception that bisexual means the whole shop's open to you. You know, you don't have to worry about... And on the other hand, it's this sense that we've been talking about being labelled and pigeonholed and excluded because of your broader preferences. So is it a tough life? So it doesn't sound like it is for you.
I've enjoyed it.
Yes, I'm glad you, and will continue to, I hope.
And yet you have actually said that you have experienced discrimination.
Yep.
What sort of discrimination specifically did you...
Look, I've certainly noticed myself being shunned by a couple of groups, a lesbian group, and I know there are people at work who look at me funny.
Mm. Yes.
You know, like they've got that strange wandering look. And I don't blame them. It's not something that they...
Do you feel odd or different in that respect outside?
Not really. Not due to being bi particularly. I don't think that makes me any more or less odd than anybody else. I know I'm not what you'd consider, I guess, normal. You know, I'm not married and have children or, you know, I don't... I don't have the sort of life that looks normal from the outside, but I don't feel particularly abnormal.
Mm-hmm. Ken, do you feel, I mean, your closet's busted wide open, you're still living in rural Victoria, and throughout your whole term going through those very male-dominated work and school environments and stuff, have you always felt a sense of being excluded or being on the outer or anything?
Not overly. I sort of just participate in most things. Ever since I was given the Barbie doll in 1997, I've actually said that I was bisexual and out. But over that time...
How old were you when you got the Barbie doll, by the way?
36 or something.
Oh, fair enough.
I was a fair age. But you touched on it a moment ago, the actual depression and things of the young youth coming out. Most people know of me and know that I'm a big, rough, tough type gentleman.
And he is, listeners.
When they're actually coming out, that I've heard of a lot of horror stories from the rural community, and I've sort of known about people and what's happening with them, and they use me as a support mechanism quite often, or even since my story's been getting bigger, I'm actually finding a lot of the people I've been associated, even at the football level, are now coming out and saying, look, I've been in a gay relationship for 2 years.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Or I've got to go and see a doctor and get help to get off medication, or some of the alcohol and the drugs are problems, especially if you identify as other than straight.
Mm.
And the kids, they know where they can go if they need someone to listen or, you know, point them in the right direction. And that's, as a sports trainer, I've always been there, and it's not just on field on a Saturday. If someone wants a talk or a chat, they know that they can get that, and that's quite often the case. So, we've all got to work together in that regard.
We're speaking with Maya and Ken about bisexuality, and Maya's chosen a particular track, which is probably a very appropriate one to just have a listen to, and then we'll be talking a little bit more before we finish up about bisexuality. And I think I might sort of ask you to... Anybody who's listening that is thinking about their sexuality and thinking, well, where do I fit? Maybe we'll get both of you to have a bit of a think about what you might say to somebody like that in terms of what they do, how they go about sort of looking after themselves. Doris Day saying, perhaps.
Congratulations.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine. This is Joy 94.9 with Carol and Nick today, and also with Maya and Ken, who we're talking bisexuality.
Well, we actually, Carol, you had a really good point about couple of things before we wind up. Is what advice to give to somebody who says, "Look, I think I'm bisexual." I mean, is that just we would normally hear that, I suspect, from a gay or lesbian point of view, saying, oh, you're really saying you're gay or lesbian. But what do you say to somebody who says, I think I might be bisexual? Where can they go? And what else?
I mean, is there very much, it doesn't seem to me that there is a huge network for people who are specifically saying, I'm bisexual. There's stacks and stacks nowadays if you're gay or lesbian.
Centrelink certainly don't have anything. They couldn't put me into anywhere.
Right.
Fair enough too, yeah.
There's the Bi Victoria group who are online. That's in Victoria.
Yes.
I don't really know about the rest of Australia. Mm. You're right. I don't think there are many support groups. But I don't know. I wonder how much of a need there is for a support group.
Mm.
Why is being bisexual any different to being anything else?
Mm. I guess the thing is that it's, as we said very much earlier, often as humans we kind of like to fit in.
Yeah, no, that's
true. There is a need. There's an innate human need somehow to fit in for most of us. It's very. In fact, we'd almost suggest that if you don't want to fit in, you probably have some sort of disorder.
Psychological problem.
Because
humans do want to fit in. We do.
Yeah, that's true. You do want to find people like yourself. Mm. I guess there isn't very much out there.
Anyone that identifies as bisexual is going to be pretty tough.
Yeah. What do you say to the gay community who say, oh, you just haven't made your mind up, for God's sake, just come out and tell us you're gay?
Stop being a tease or whatever,
I mean, what do you say to people like that?
It's up to them to sort out their own prejudices, really.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you can only be yourself.
Yeah.
It's they're allowed to have their opinions.
Do you think that in some respects, you have more discrimination to put up with than people who are, say, lesbian or gay?
I don't think so. I think there's a fair bit known about gay and lesbian lives and culture, but because there isn't very much known about bisexual culture, if there is such a thing, there's no particular bent towards any kind of discrimination, because there's nothing to discriminate towards or against other than a vague, unsettled feeling of, oh, I don't know what that means.
Mm. Mm. It also, one incident doesn't make you bisexual. A lot of people aren't sure where they fit in and aren't comfortable with that either. So one incident's certainly not going to make anyone bisexual.
So that sense of exploratory behaviour, which could resurface over years, doesn't really define it. But here we are. We're actually talking about it, so it has been defined. It's in the in the letters GLBT, but the B always seems to be in brackets to me. We're quite happy to talk about the GL and the T and the I and the Q, but the B always seems to be those people, and so I suspect there is an issue to talk about that we've worked around today. And I suspect you're a tough cookie, Maya, and in life anyway, and you're certainly a tough cookie, Ken. Maybe you need to be an out bisexual in our sort of world.
Look, it could be. I have heard from a lot of other people that they've been confronted with a lot more discrimination than I have, and maybe I've just been lucky. Mm. I've certainly seen it and had it directed at myself and at people around me, but I don't know that it's any tougher being bi than it is being gay or lesbian.
Mm.
Mm. I don't know.
We've got to be the double agents for the spy organisations, fit into both worlds and get away with it.
Well, I think it's the getting away with it which probably pisses most people off.
We seem to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it's interesting because, I think one of the reasons perhaps that certainly in the gay community, the gay and lesbian community, that people sort of do often say, oh, for goodness sake, just make, just,
well, they do treat us a bit like that. Yeah. Like that they're standoffish because they're not sure of us, so they treat us like we're cloak and dagger.
But I would suggest to you that perhaps the reason, or one of the reasons for that, might be because, look, I mentioned Sir Elton John, Dusty Springfield, admitting to being bisexual. Now, both of them were. They're gay
being coy,
and lesbian.
Yeah.
And it when they did that, in both cases, it was really, I think, a matter of, this is likely to be more acceptable to my audience. I'm not quite over the top.
Right.
But was it a ploy to sell more albums?
It was to
protect their careers.
Their careers. But were they believing at that stage that, well, being bisexual is not quite as bad as being gay. So if I say I'm bisexual, maybe I won't lose quite so many of my fans and so on. And I think that there are probably people who, without the fame and fortune of either Dusty Springfield or Elton John, that have perhaps gone down that track a little bit. And I might even put myself into that category of trying to fit in and saying, well, okay, you know, I can have sex with men as well, so I must be normal. But finally coming to that conclusion, well, actually, I was just fooling myself. So if some of us are like that, really, you know, and perhaps all of us, because we're brought up in a very straight world, do go through a little bit of that, even though we are lesbian or gay.
I'm finding that the football club were saying that it was all right when I was supposedly gay, that they didn't have a problem with it. But once I'd come out as bisexual, that's when they've
you're a threat to everyone.
So they had to get rid of me. So it was all right to be gay. I actually cannot work out that, you know.
What's the difference?
And I think also, I think because there's a lot of hard work being put in by gay and lesbian people to actually get some rights and things like that, that a sense that, you know, saying I'm bisexual is kind of, it's all right, you're actually not joining in the campaign, but you're ready to, you know, hop in and taste the delights without putting in the hard work sort of stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
We're still here and we're going to be here for a long time yet.
Well, you stick around, you two, and keep flying your flags.
And basically what you're saying to people is be yourselves.
Pretty much.
And that's
end of the day, just go through life and be yourself.
A tough personal campaign, I think, actually.
Ken and Maya, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. This is probably a topic that we need to investigate in even further, I would suggest, at some future time. But thanks very much for your input today. It's been fantastic.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.